about the history of Walks Ahead, which was kind of fun for me because I went back through a lot of old notes, and then I asked some old timers to brief it, and I asked some newer folks the history of Waxahachie, and again, I have this written down. You don't need to write it down, and there's probably stuff we missed. But it was organized in 1978. There were a lot of us that had moved into the community interested in preservation at that particular point. A lot of us that were new to the town, and a lot of folks who had grown up here, gone away to college and lived elsewhere, and realized this would be a great place to come back and raise their kids. So Penny Reddington, some of you may remember, was our first president. We started off, I think the dues were $15. We had bake sales, we had box dinner auctions. That's the reason I'm so conservative with the money. People laugh at me because we started with nothing. We even had a store, which wasn't very successful, in the old jail. Marvin Singleton became one of our real supporters, and they owned the building at the time. And so he allowed us to have a store in there. We sold antiques and things like that. We had, you know, bake sales and, of course, the memberships. We got the backing of people like Marvin Singleton and Bill Getzendaner, the Bradens, and some others who were long established. And they were really good to get to know and help. In 1983-ish, the board set up the first 100 historic markers, and I was off the board at that particular time. They selected 100 places in town to give the first group of markers to. And later on, when we had the 85 survey, all 100 of those properties were identified as high priority. So I thought they did an excellent job. So I was proud of them. Of course, we started early on, before we had any survey reports, we did the downtown walking tour. A bunch of us just researched all the buildings and got that done. 1985 was the first Hardy, Heck & Moore survey, and they were brand new at the time and so fabulous to work with because they walked every street and tried to identify every property built by 1935, because that was the cutoff then, 50 years. A property had to be at least 50 years old, and it was 85. So they did a wonderful job. And just a note on that, at that time, the Historic Marker Committee, Hardy, Heck & Moore did a rating of the properties, high, medium, and low. And if the marker committee made the decision that if HHM had identified a property as high, then they could automatically receive a marker. So that was nice. So it really helped through the years. The first driving tour, 1987. We worked with junior historians. I was telling Linda about Billy Hancock. I won't go into him, but some of y'all need to know who he is. We had lots of programs on how to, because at that time, most of us were doing all the work on our own houses. So we were up to our ears in construction, raising kids, keeping jobs, and restoring. So it was a busy time. Let's see. We had lots of socials, but nobody's house was decent enough. So we often had it at the park. So it was great, though, because we all had kids at the time, and it was fun. We enlisted people to run for city council, and thank you, Pat, for doing so this year. We petitioned the city. We found out about the hotel motel tax when it first was started, and we petitioned the city to get part of that because historic preservation is one of the high goals, or whatever the word is,
category,
thank you, for receiving money from the hotel motel tax. And their whole thing is heads in beds, and it's not usually given to anyone who does a 1 or 2 weekend event. Waxahachie, covering preservation and historic preservation, meets the high standard. So, and Kathleen's been doing great reports. Mm-hmm. Apparently a lot of the groups don't. Let's see. We had a county judge who wanted to abandon the courthouse and build, we knew, some monstrosity on I-35. We fought really hard to get him out of office. So we have been political. Some people think we're not, but I think there are times when you have to stand up for what's right. So we have done that. The oral histories were started about 2000, I think. John,
2005.
2005. We've done courthouse tours, Ellis County Courthouse, and private home tours, small group tours. We've done all that through the years. Historic Waxahachie, some of us as a committee, and I can't remember everyone who was on it, but we wrote the first preservation ordinance, and because the city wasn't doing anything like that. So we as a committee wrote the ordinance, and then we took it to the city, and they tweaked it a little bit and passed it. That was the first time Waxahachie ever had any protection for historic properties. Before that, I back up, in 85, they set up or suggested several National Register districts. And everyone seems to think that if your house is National Register or included in a district, it has protection, and it doesn't. So we've worked with the city since then, and you may all know that the Oldham Street is our first overlay. First residential, thank you, overlay. We published the book, the brochure, Researching Your Historic Property. We bought the red caboose, and the city, the MKT Depot was probably a 7 or 8 year project of trying to get it from the railroads. And Historic Waxahachie worked really, really hard. I think Jim Chatlin may have been the president during that period. And it finally, the city was able to buy the depot because the railroads would not cooperate. So that's something else. We started the yard markers in 2015. We published the brochure Preserving Your Historic Property, which is really good. And I mail all these brochures every time someone joins. I send them a packet of all kinds of information, including all these brochures. Of course, thanks to Nancy, we've gotten some really good updated surveys. The downtown district, and then the zone one, which is not all of the old part of town, but most of the oldest part of town. She's working on the next one, which will take in the rest of town. Of course, we purchased the interurban freight car, and have been visiting with the city on this, and it's going to be down close to the amphitheater, and so that I think will be another draw. And then 2019 we accepted the running of the Christmas Tour of Homes, and it was a huge success. So in a nutshell, that's the history of Historic Waxahachie.